Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We got a warm one in Pittsburgh today. Temperatures in the 80s. Cool off a little bit tonight. No rain in the forecast, thank God. So they'll get Pirates and Rangers in. And that is your Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Malzy not here. He is in Florida, where he texted us in our group chat today to say he saw a Harry Callis clone. And I said maybe Callis is now a fugitive after all this NBC drama, after taking it upon himself to send his own voice to NBC. Donnie is in Delaware, where his dad has invented something where it's a tackle box that you use for fishing, and instead he puts food in it. And so you open it up, and there were like 300 pieces of cut-up cheese in there and about 100 pieces of pepperoni. I thought that was pretty ingenious. And Mark Cabali's with us here now from the Pat McAfee Show. Want to comment on either one of those two things, Mark, to start?
Well, I think they make things for that cheese and pepperoni. Aren't they called coolers? I don't understand the tackle box.
Yeah, you'd want the cheese to stay cool at the beach. That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
You don't want cheese at outside temperature. That's too hot for dairy.
Are you a beach guy?
Well, I'm about to be. We're leaving for Myrtle Beach tomorrow morning.
Oh, man.
Making the 10-hour drive with a 2-year-old.
That's not good.
Any advice?
First of all, it's going to be longer than 10.
Okay.
Because you're going to hit 95 somewhere in Virginia, and it's going to be gridlock for 3 hours, no matter what time you leave. And you're going to be swearing at things, and then the kid's going to have to go to the bathroom. Then the wife's going to have to go to the bathroom. Definitely more than 10 hours. Definitely.
Intern Dom is also here for Donnie. He claimed on the show 2 days ago that he's never peed in a Gatorade bottle while driving, which I call shenanigans on. I feel like every guy has done that at least once.
I think I'm with intern Dom on this one.
Really?
Just pull over. And.
But if you're trying to get somewhere and time is an issue, you've never thought to do that.
No, I've no. I've
Stand
known,
corrected, Dom. You have a ally here in Mark.
I've known a guy before who used to be on the Steelers beat, driving on Route 66 towards Greensburg, Delmont area, had to go to the bathroom so bad he just jumped out of the toll road 66 and did a number 2. And he looked around, and the cop was right behind him. And he looked at him and goes, I just didn't see what I just saw, right?
The cop said
that. Dude goes, yeah. And he goes, the cop just left.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm hearing the story correctly. The man pulled his car over,
he had to
went into like the higher grass,
yeah,
bent over,
yep,
and crapped outside on the side of the road.
And here comes the cop right behind
me. I can honestly say in my life I've never done anything like that.
I guess it was.
Mark, that had to be an unbelievable emergency.
That's
you don't have
insane.
Any. You don't have any toilet paper. You don't know where
you.
It's going to come out, if it might land on a body part, a article of clothing.
What do you do, though? if you're at the point of no return, what do you do?
Yeah, you can't go in your pants. He's that, like, he can't make it to an exit. He can't make it to a rest stop.
Apparently not, but the cop shaking his head saying,
I think the cop felt sorry for him.
What is he going to do? writing him up for.
Is this someone who's still on the beat now?
No, he was on it for a couple years.
Oh, the are you allowed to say who it is now? Come on, the guy can't get arrested after the fact. Now, who is it?
How can I put this so you can guess? Used to work for the Trib, then he went to ESPN, then he wrote a bunch of books.
Scott Brown.
I'm not saying, I'm not confirming nor denying.
Oh, my God. There's just a lot of pressure, too, when people are driving by and can see you, and you're, like, feeling like that. Yeah. You pee on the side of the road, you can, like, feel the force of, like, the tractor trailers and stuff going by you.
When, the whole point is when you're going to Myrtle Beach, you'll see a bunch of cars pulled over.
Yeah.
And little kids just... in the woods.
Peeing. That's, yeah. But everyone's done that, right? I mean, your dad did that with you. You've probably done that with Wyatt, right? I mean, that's just par for the course with kids.
No, he actually, we went to the cemetery a couple years ago on Memorial Day, and he said I had to go. I said, just go right there. And he just peed on the tree right next to the grave. I got a picture of that.
It's a good thing you didn't have to do the other one.
How I took the shot, it looked like he was peeing on the grave, but he really wasn't.
Well, the one Steelers thing I'll get into with you here is, and I don't want to mention this reporter's name because I feel like every time I do, it starts some kind of fight.
Oh, I did not read this. So.
But there was a reporter on with Starkey today who was talking about the Steelers' defensive changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that
I
there's going to be this widespread thing where opposing offenses are going to look at the Steelers this year and say, oh, we've never seen this from the Steelers before.
Yeah.
Are you buying that?
I didn't read it, but I would think that there would be some tweaks here. There was thoughts about that last year, at least during the offseason, that this is what we have to do up. I was unaware of any, you know, major changes going on here. But, you know, during OTAs and minicamp, they just throw a bunch of stuff out there. I remember, what defense was it? The quarter defense about 4 or 5 years ago. The big quarter defense. That's all they did in training camp. Preseason, then they got to the season, didn't use it.
That's what, three safeties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, what is going on here? I mean, so, yeah, I mean, give them credit if that's what they're doing. I mean,
what should
they
do?
They do need to get TJ Watt freed up is what they need to do. Mm-hmm. They can't know. Offenses cannot be saying, okay, we know TJ Watt's going to be lined up right here. Let's put a tight end over there. Let's motion the guy. Let's chip him. You're going to have to. It might be as simple as just moving him around. Just don't make him in a static place, so you don't know where he's at, where you can't game plan against him. That's the difference. If you want to see a difference between Watt and Myles Garrett goes, they allow him to do anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't well, mean TJ
that,
can't do
remember
it.
Remember that big play when he lined up over the middle against the Steelers in a game last year?
Myles Garrett, the only guy who worries more about his stats than the team's wins. But what about you and Ken Carmen? There's a couple of left hooks there.
Who did you feel like won that fight?
Well, he's you had the point, right point, but him saying who won more playoff games, I mean, what are we talking about here?
So then I beat him twice then. He brought up a stupid point to start, and then I even beat him and made a better point off of his stupid point.
If you're the Cleveland Browns and you're trying to defend them, you don't say who's won more playoff games.
He's also Joe Thomas's friend, and when say like Max Starks is better than Joe Thomas, his first thing should be like, of course not, that's ridiculous. Instead, he said, Mark, that is what some people around here say. What the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Joe Thomas was...
I think Max Starks would call in right now and say, guys, Joe Thomas was 5 times the left tackle that I was.
Oh, I'm sure he will, too, but Max is a very hard guy to get a hold of. But, yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Joe Thomas, I told you, we had beef before. We went over that before.
Yeah.
It was all over the Mason stuff. I don't know what it was, but... He was one of
you guys have buried
greats.
The hatchet?
I think I blocked him or muted him or something. I didn't block him. I might have muted him. I'm a good muter.
Have you muted intern Dom yet?
I might not even follow him. I don't even know. You know, that algorithm stuff, and you can only see a certain things.
Well, I notice sometimes, like at night, I only get the blue check people like you.
All right.
And I feel like everybody else gets thrown to the
wolves. If you click on the – if you're like, man, I haven't seen anything from Yoey in a while, you have to go and – click on Yoey's profile, then so it all of a sudden shows up. Kind of crazy. But so, I'm a big Andrew Whitworth fan over Joe Thomas, though.
You think Whitworth was a better tackle?
I loved him from day one.
Do you remember when Donnie did the Whitworth challenge and Whitworth commented on it?
Nah. Is that, was that the burgers?
Yeah. Donnie completed it. That was pre-awakened, Donnie.
What about this callus look-alike in Delaware?
No, the callus look-alike was in Florida. Yeah. And I said to Mulsey, was it B.J. Finney? Because I feel like those guys look exactly alike. Do you remember him?
Oh, B.J. Finney. Yeah, the big cowboy hat and cowboy boots on after games all the
look
time.
Look at B.J. Finney's face and tell me you don't see a little bit of callus there when Harry actually has his hair cut. You don't? You don't see it, Dom?
I think Harry's a lot bigger.
I see it.
All right, now I'm going to show you a picture of another guy. You tell me if this person looks more like callus.
That very well could be me.
You know who that is?
No.
That's Creed Humphrey.
Really?
Yeah. There's some callus in there.
Well, callus got hope yet.
Hope for what?
Did you guys bury the hatchet yet?
No, he's actually seeking legal representation at the moment.
Top Dog Law.
I don't know about them.
Shenderovich.
I think maybe the Myers Law Group. They have amazing law solutions. I met those guys at the Five Alarm. They were actually really cool. All right. So you think the biggest thing we'll see is that Watt will be moved around?
I think they have to. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're doing yet with the nickel corner. They've had Beanie there, but apparently they're going to move Brandon Echols in there during some of the preseason games there. I don't know if they're going to go the bigger, say if Cole Holcomb is good enough to play on a down, maybe you move Peyton Wilson out there. I guess that's also an option.
What do you mean out there?
Out as like a nickel rover type of guy, the three linebackers, just in certain situations. They just can't be as predictable as they have
been. So if you're projecting, and I know it's June 20th, the Steelers opening day defense in New York against the Jets. You think the defensive line is Harmon, Benton, Hayward?
Yeah, I think. I don't know who else would take over for Harmon.
Loudermilk? Liel?
No, not Liel. Liel had a good start, then he just disappeared.
How about I guess you're right. There's really nobody else.
Like Logan Lee and those type of guys. Loudermilk's good what he can do. He's a big, strong space.
Hathorne said that Loudermilk was the star of OTAs.
He's a very nice man, but I think he has a niche, a role. The Travis Kershke-like guy that comes in, spells you from time to time. I think that's valuable, but he's not your 70%, 80%.
Edge rushers, Watt and Highsmith, obviously. Yeah. And then inside, Queen and Wilson or Queen and Holcomb?
No, it's Wilson.
Okay. Corners, Porter Jr., Slay,
Jalen Ramsey.
And then, yeah, what's up with that? You see any way?
I'm never going to say never on that because they do have a history of being interested in veteran corners. I mean, Peterson, Hayden,
Slay, now Slay.
But pretty big hefty. They're not a bad salary this year, and I don't think nothing's guaranteed through this year either.
If you got Ramsey, where would Slay play?
That's what I'm saying.
You just picked
him
up.
Do you even worry about that? Do you just say whoever's playing better? Slay got, what, 10?
Well, you'd have to worry about that, though, because of what you're giving up to get Ramsey.
I don't think you're going to give up much.
So you're just taking the salary.
Look at those 2, 3, and 4 years. They're not guaranteed, but they're huge cap hits.
So the Dolphins are just trying to dump the salary. That makes sense.
You know, you look at a guy like Ramsey, and you're like, oh, he should be able to bring back a pretty penny. But it just doesn't work out that way. I mean, with that money and the age, was he 31? I mean, I'm saying fifth rounder? Does that sound if you're gonna pay him all that money? Or at
Mark, you're not gonna pay him any money.
That's what I'm saying.
So he got a roster bonus in March. That means that the Dolphins already paid it. His base salary for this year, because the way the restructured the contract's only $1.2 million. They're signing proration and restructure stuff, but again, that got paid by the Dolphins. So he's basically for this year a league minimum guy.
Yeah, and I don't think anything's guaranteed through.
It's not.
Is it?
It's not guaranteed. If you cut him after this year, the dead cap's going to be $18 million.
He could be very like, who was it? Who did they acquire at the deadline last year?
Mike Williams?
No, the defensive guy, where you knew darn well that they weren't going to hold that money. The linebacker, outside linebacker.
From Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew they weren't going to keep him with that money. I mean, that's why I say never say never. I mean,
do you think that's more likely than a wide receiver at this point?
No. I think they And what it looks like now is they're waiting until the end of camp here. That's what it sounds. That's what it looks like.
And a training camp.
And a training camp. Somebody gets cut. But what are you going to get there, right?
Yeah. And Keenan Allen went on TikTok and said he's not coming here. Sorry. Yeah.
And Amari Cooper, I got a giggle off of when I mentioned it to somebody. So I don't know what that meant.
A giggle.
It's like, oh yeah. Like,
was that the noise? Can you try to reenact the laugh?
No, because it was. Remember that one day.
Was it like an excited giggle? Like,
no,
it was like,
huh? No. It was, no. Like, it was like Ramsey, Alexander, and Cooper were all at the airport at the same time, according to Twitter. And I mentioned this to a
well, wouldn't that guy that's the photographer who's at all those things, wouldn't he have the
Ed
answer?
Thompson.
Yeah.
Ed Thompson would probably be out. He'd probably be out at the airport. You know people that do look up airplane flights in?
Yeah.
I was trying to do that for the Aaron Rodgers thing, but he might, you know, apparently you can take your name off of, if it's a private flight, you can go basically incognito and don't.
Since he came up to you and said he loved your stuff on McAfee, has there been any other correspondence? Has he recommended a book? Has he, you know, maybe set up playing golf? Has he invited you over to the huge mansion that he's allegedly renting in the South Hills?
Yeah. Is he really in the South Hills?
That's what I heard. Actually close to me from what I heard.
Oh, man. He could be my neighbor. Me and your neighbor. Maybe you should invite him over.
You know, the sad thing about it is...
Oh, you hate him. I forgot.
No, I don't. Hold on. That's not true. I just don't think he's a good quarterback anymore. I actually think I'd get along with Rodgers if he didn't know that about me. You know? I actually think if you eliminate that part of it, I could hit it off with him.
The whole part of you...
saying he stinks now. Yeah.
He's terrible and coming up with stats to...
Back that
say
up.
That he stinks. Well, I'd like to see you go into the get-go with Aaron Rodgers and like, hey, Aaron, hey, this is a guy that always rips on you and says you stink. What are you hanging out with him for?
Yeah. Well, I made, because this is what everyone is doing, Mark, I made the all-quarter century Steelers team. Because you can't talk sports in Pittsburgh this week or log on to Twitter or the internet without seeing these things. You don't have an editor anymore. If you still did, he'd say, Mark, make your all-quarter century team this week.
This is right up Starkey's alley. I think it took three of his hours today, didn't it?
He just did Steelers all?
I think the Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, and the last thing I heard, he was going to try to do Pitt
basketball. All right, let's do all high school sports quarter century team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tim McConnell is going to join us in an hour.
Ooh, he's a legend.
He's on fire. He went viral.
So was this music here calling me Mr. Perfect or Tim McConnell Mr. Perfect?
No, these are the Kabali rejoins. Okay. We have Kabali beds, and I think most of them are wrestling themed. If not all of them. There might be a Karate Kid or two sprinkled in there.
I mean, Donnie used to do the Karate Kid, then he just, you know, he got big time and he just
Well, that was because Craig got on his ass about, like, copyright infringement and stuff like that. So we had to get that part figured out. Yeah, taking the inside baseball a little bit.
Hmm.
Donnie's off and Mulsey's off. And Starkey, you said, filled 4 hours today doing his all-quarter century
teams.
Every
time I looked, it was... He was supposed to have Bob Walk on. He goes, it's too late. We're going to do the pit all quarter. I think Walk was late or something. I mean, like I said, that's right up Starkey's alley. He doesn't even have to think about that. And boom, he can nail that stuff.
So I honestly feel like for the Steelers starters on offense and defense, like 90% of this is easy and you could do with no like thinking or like, you know, like looking up stats or anything. Mm-hmm. There's probably like three or four spots that are debatable, I would say.
The debate of this is are we talking about the 25 years is full, or you could just play into the, say, the guy that played
no,
in 2003?
He didn't
have much stats.
What they did from 2000 to 2024.
So in totality.
Anything they did before that wouldn't count.
What I'm saying is, how about a guy retired, like Hines? That was half a century.
Yeah.
But how about a guy that quit in 04, like Jeff Hardings?
Well,
just
I don't think that Jeff Hardings had enough good years to beat Pouncey out for the center spot.
Okay, just
you know what I mean?
Me here.
I am humoring you. I'm just trying to say that, yeah, like in those situations, guys get screwed if they like played a lot in the 90s and only a couple years in the 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think it is.
That was my argument yesterday. Dom's in here saying Favre should be on the all-quarter century team. I'm like, dude, his MVPs are in the 90s, not the 2000s.
Like 4 or 5 years, right?
Well, he played more than that.
He played for a decade.
But he thought that decade was better than Aaron Rodgers, which was asinine.
You two fight a lot, don't you?
Let me ask you this question. If you were in here with Dom for 4 hours, you think you guys would be peaches and cream?
I don't know. I have not worked with Dom very much, so I can't say that.
What are your early impressions of him?
He went to Syracuse.
Okay. So did Michael Cole. Do you have a problem with him?
That's not even his real name.
It's not?
No.
Now, there is something. Did you know that?
I know his real last name.
Oh. So what's that supposed to mean that now? Well, isn't your podcast partner using a fake name?
Yeah, we went over that. It was some, I forget what it was. He told me I probably wasn't paying attention. Of course I wasn't paying attention because I don't remember why it was.
But you have done an amazing job of climbing the ladder as a sports reporter where your key part of that job is paying attention. And you seem to not pay attention a lot, and you keep getting great gigs and great opportunities. You've made a cottage industry of that, Mark.
I don't really want to pay attention to why his name is Chris Mack and not his real last name.
Okay, so then actually maybe this is a skill. You're able to like only turn your brain on for information that's important to your job. And when he starts talking about something like that, you're like, I can go into hibernation mode because it doesn't matter.
Your brain's only so big. It's like a cup of water. You keep putting more information.
Didn't want to put the Chris Mack main story in there.
Something then.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Dom, that's actually
brilliant.
How
about if I remember what Chris Mack's story about why his name's Chris Mack, then I lose all my Little League prowess stats and all my memories of when I was good in the athlete.
Very good point.
I mean,
Mark.
I'm not willing to make that trade.
Exactly. No. The Pirates would make that trade. You would not. All right. So obviously Ben and Bell, quarterback, running back. I went with three wide receivers because that's the way the NFL is played now. Warden AB. And then I think the third guy, I think it's Juju versus Plex.
I don't think Plex was, he was only here 4 years, right?
Okay. How long was Juju here?
Probably five.
Okay, what do you think was better, 5 years of Juju or 4 years of Plex?
Is that the only ones we have? Troy Edwards in there somewhere?
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Should we bring up Jericho Cotchery, too? And while we're at it, how about Dante Moncrief?
No, Mike Wallace?
again, not long enough. That's exactly 4 years, isn't it? Because he didn't get a second contract, Mark, and he wasn't a first-round pick.
Yeah, he was going to get a second contract until he said no, and then they're like, okay, let's turn to AB.
Yeah, 4 years.
He's one of the few guys.
Burris is the better player than him.
He's one of the few guys that they tried to get done, and it didn't work.
Burris, 6 years, by the way.
We have to be missing somebody. I'd probably go with Juju. We're putting together a team because I think he could do so much. I think I like him.
More than Plexico Burris?
I think I would take him over that, yes.
5 years for Juju with the Steelers and six for Plex.
Oh, though Juju and Antonio wouldn't get along.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Could be causing problems.
There you go. Let's go with Plex again. Do you remember where you were when you found out he shot himself? That was wild.
Which one? In Denver.
No, I'm talking about when Burris shot himself.
Did he have jail time, right?
Yeah, he did.
That was a New York City thing. Yeah, but I remember the...
Because it was licensed in New Jersey, but not in New York.
They shot me in Denver's Joey Porter.
I didn't put Joey Porter on this team, but we'll get to that in a second. Obviously, Heath is the tight end. Left tackle, I went Marvell Smith over Max Starks.
Once again, Marvell not a lot of time on the roster. Max was here for a bunch of years.
Who would you go with there?
I might just go Max over longevity.
Marvell was a Steeler for 9 years, Mark.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe those first
he was here
years
from 2000 to 2008.
He was banged up a lot with that back. Did he play through that all?
Of those 9 years, he played 16 games in four. He played double digits in 2, 4, 6. Six out of nine.
Well,
made a Pro Bowl in 04.
Oh, I got to go with Marvell. I don't know why. Right. See what I'm talking about? You add a little bit of juice to the water, and I forgot Marvell Smith was here in 9 years.
All right. Fanica left guard, Pouncey center, DeCastro right guard, easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Then I think Marcus Gilbert's your right tackle because I can't think of anybody better. Flozell was only here for 1 year.
I think it was pre-Leon Searcy. That was 92-ish,
yep.
So he was gone. He went to Jacksonville.
And that right tackle was a revolving door during
Villanueva played a year there, didn't he?
Mostly left tackle, though. Because Marcus Gilbert was the right tackle.
Maybe it's going to be Troy Fautanu next time. Yeah, you're going to have to go with Marcus Gilbert.
Defense, Hayward and Aaron Smith were my defensive ends. Do you think I should have put Kiesel on over one of those guys?
No, well, you have to go Hayward.
Yeah.
And I think Aaron Smith. Although Kiesel... First couple years didn't do much because he was on the practice squad and all that stuff. So,
Aaron Smith had the same issue.
Aaron Smith was a different guy. He was just a different player. I don't know if he would even fit in today's NFL of how they.
Well, we're not trying to play the game
in
2025.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, Aaron Smith was just. He wasn't a guy that was, you know, going to be ripped or shredded, but man, he was impossible to move.
Casey Hampton's obviously the nose tackle.
Oh, I love Hamp.
Your edge rushers are Watt and Harrison. Your inside linebackers are Ferrier and Timmons, right?
Definitely Ferrier. Inside guys.
I don't think Larry Foote played enough to beat Timmons out for that spot. I don't think Ryan Shazier played long enough to beat Timmons out for that spot.
Yeah, Timmons was good, too. He was.
Safeties are Polamalu and Minka.
Over Ryan Clark?
Yeah. Hmm. You disagree?
I'd have to. Once again, this off the top of my head.
Well, yeah, you've covered the team the entire time, so I'm not asking you to break down the stats here. Chinese. I'm asking you to, like,
we're talking about two different eras here right now. I mean, I might go.
Yes, but it's not comparing a guy today compared to a guy from the 60s. You've watched both of these guys play every game for the Steelers.
I might go Ryan Clark on this one.
Wow.
I might go Ryan Clark.
Oh, my God.
Minka was good for 3 years, and he's been.
Minka's been an all-pro. Minka was on pace to have a Hall of Fame career until they made him play center field last year.
Ryan Clark would knock your head off and set a tone, baby.
Yes,
I'm going to go over Ryan. I'm going to go Ryan Clark.
All right. And then corners, I went Ike and Deshae Townsend.
Definitely Ike.
Yep.
But Joe Hayden, yeah, could run here.
Deshae Townsend was with the Steelers for 12 years.
Yeah, he played a lot of slot, too, before he got bumped outside.
I don't know. Is that a bad pick?
I don't know.
I guess I associate him with, like, winning teams, and that probably is, like,
Joe
what?
Joe Hayden was extremely good. What was he, 4 or 5?
I think extremely good's a little bit of a...
I think he was.
I think he was... If I'm giving him a grade, I'm giving him, like, a B to B plus. You'd give him higher than that?
You should do the old PM poll on Twitter. I think I'm going...
He's with the Steelers for 5 years.
I think I'm going Joe Haden.
All right. And Starkey turned this into like a four-hour thing, huh? There's really not a lot of debates, like I told you. It's one corner spot, one I don't even think it's one safety spot. I literally think you're the only person who would put Ryan Clark over Minka, and I consider Ryan a friend of mine.
I liked how he played. I mean, maybe, well, we can't go. This is the 25 years.
Yes.
So I'm going Ryan Clark. And Chris Hope. He has a ring.
Yeah. You like him both? Now you want to retract your pick?
I'm going Ryan Clark. Very close. Very, very close. What about kicker?
Boz.
Punter? Oh, jeez.
Punter's tough. Oh, man. Punter's a real pain in the ass.
Kick returner, maybe Randall Will or punt returner. Alan Rossum, kick returner.
How about Najee Davenport? Remember when he was returning kicks?
The dump truck.
Who's the coach, Tomlin or Cowher?
Cowher.
I knew he was going to say that.
Actually, it can't be Cowher because he only coached from 2000 to 2005, so it has to be Tomlin. I don't want it to be Tomlin. I think Cowher's the better coach, but his resume in the 2000s is better than Cowher's.
The punter is just,
The punter's a pain in the ass. Mitch Berger? Jordan Berry?
Yeah, it probably have to be Jordan Berry. We call it the Jordan Berry specialist all the time now.
What's that mean?
When you catch the ball inside the 20, and it's considered inside the 20 because he fair catches it, but it's at the 19.5-yard line, we call that the Jordan Berry special.
Jordan Berry has the Steelers record for the net punting average.
How bad is
39.9. It's bad.
You're going with Christian Kuntz, Mike Schneck, or Greg Warren?
Greg Warren. Yeah. You?
I'm a fan of Christian Kuntz, but he's just a local guy. It's our valley.
Who are your coordinators? Arians, LeBeau.
I think I'm going
Danny
Haley.
Smith.
I'm going Haley. I like Haley. I thought Haley
over
was
a two-time coach of the year and a Super Bowl champion. Okay.
I got to turn it up a little bit here. Haley and LeBeau, of course.
Did you see Fichtner on Ben's podcast?
I saw him he was at the facility.
He looks like he's living on a campsite.
He very well could be. You know, while he was
looks like he's living in a place without running water.
I did.
It's the best way I can describe it.
I did a story on him when the first year he was the OC up there, official OC. After practice, he would have mobile homes, not mobile homes, whatever it is.
RVs?
RVs, that's it. And he would go in there and make people dinner, coaching staff, like cookies and smoothies. And stuff
he like looks
that.
Like a man that's on a first-name basis with a server at Cracker Barrel. Dumb. Doesn't he? You got to go look it up.
All I got to say is he is the inventor of the nipple rubber.
And how about farts in a skillet?
When he said that nipple rubber thing, it was so just smooth out of his mouth. We're like, wait, what did he just say?
I have an opinion on that, and it's shared by some other Steelers.
Zach Banner.
Yes, maybe him. That Randy felt like because Tomlin has all of these creative ways of saying things that he wanted to start doing that too. And those are the things he came up with. Farts in a skillet, nipple rubber.
I don't even know what farts in a skillet mean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Me neither. Mark Cabali in with us. Several listeners are texting in that Santonio Holmes should be the third wide receiver with Hines and AB. Yeah, when you win a Super Bowl MVP, that kind of breaks all ties.
4 years, right?
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have been Super Bowl MVP.
Why not?
There was a quarterback that was pretty good in that game. Would you not agree?
He was A++++++ on the last drive. And I wouldn't say he was bad in the game before that. I think he was just okay.
Speaking of that drive, Justin Hartwig was at the Steelers last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
The safety in the end zone. That shouldn't have been a safety. He just got trucked over.
Well, yeah, and then he grabbed the dude to make sure that he didn't.
Because he didn't want to.
Who was that, Darnell Dockett?
Oh, yeah, Darnell Dockett. That was
he was a monster
back then.
How about what happened last night at the Pirates game with Dennis Santana? If you were the one who was heckling and he comes over to you, would you rather have him try to slap you in the face or punch you in the face?
Just hit me, man.
Because I feel like a punch would hurt more, but a guy trying to slap you in the face is more disrespectful.
Whatever gets me the cash, right?
Do you agree with that, Dom? I think if someone's trying to slap you, it's like they're looking down on you. It's like...
like the spit.
I'm going to... Exactly. That's Mark's hit on it. It's like, I think so little of you as a person, I'm going to slap you in the face like you're a child who won't listen to his mother back in the day when you could actually get away with that before there were, you know, think.
I got paddled in school.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. I didn't get paddled in school, but we were not a timeout family as a kid.
Pour out the old wooden spoon.
And I've been punched in the face a lot. I don't think I've ever been slapped in the face by someone who's not like my grandmother or something like that.
Yeah, a punch is almost like a compliment because they think you're on my level. I need to really take physical action here.
Right.
A slap is just the height of disrespect.
Yeah.
You see some of those power slap contests, man.
Oh, guys get completely knocked out.
Yes. It's just like, I don't know. It's like disconnect.
What do you do for exercise to try to like get your face ready to take the slap so you don't get knocked out? Is there anything you can do?
I don't think so.
You're just at the mercy of the guy maybe missing the slap and not getting you flush. You've watched it?
Part. Oh, yeah. You get in that rabbit hole and you're watching these people's eyeballs pop out almost. I can watch that. I can't watch arm wrestling.
Me neither.
Nah.
I think I've watched my last arm wrestling match. I don't have to see another arm wrestling match for the rest of my life.
I would never do that, and that has been 20 years now. Too many horror stories out there.
We had Hiles on last hour. I didn't know until someone brought it to my attention that he was going at it with people on social media last night. I wish I had known that because I would have brought it up to him, Dom, during the interview. You're shaking your head like you knew this information about him and didn't bring it to me. That's not good producing work.
Well, no, I didn't know how big of a deal it was.
Until when?
Just now. I think I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know that it was a whole back and
forth. Well, he got into mom jokes with a guy. He went to the mom well.
Yep, he went to the mom row.
That was always a Bud Dupree favorite when he was arguing with me on social media. I wasn't actually arguing with him directly. He would DM me sometimes during games and say things like that. So Hiles is like, your mom was with me last night or something like that? Do we have the exact line? Can you find it?
I'm trying to go back here. It looks like he went at John Parado.
Oh, no, Parado, too.
Well, there was a Parado thing, but I don't think Parado would have brought John's mom into the scrum.
He didn't do the mom. So I have the...
Somebody brought up a mom and it wasn't Noah?
Well...
Or did Noah eventually bring it back to making fun of people's moms?
So, and again, I'm reading this on the fly here, but it looks like somebody said to Noah, the lights are too bright for you. And
why are you already laughing? Is that good? Is it a good comeback?
Noah responded. He said, your mom likes the lights off anyway.
And he responded.
I think I just got the full transcript here, is what happened. Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm going to give Noah credit. That's not a terrible joke. If you're going to go the mom joke route, that's, you know.
And then Tyrone said back to him, that's weird. Your mom last night told me the same thing. Man. This is 17 hours ago, so what time would that have been? Jack, you're in college. Your brain still works. Can you help me with this? 17 hours ago is when this exchange happened.
Like around 9, 10 p.m.?
Okay.
Really? You know...
So Hiles has been at a baseball field for like 13 hours and is just ready to go home and is in a bad mood.
Imagine, I'm thinking of all the other places I worked at and if I would have tweeted a response like that.
Well, how would the Athletic have handled it?
I would have got suspended, Trib suspended, everybody.
Do you think those places would pay you to not work? Like, would it be a paid suspension? Those sound like vacations.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Have you ever been suspended before?
Well, no.
No?
They just came down with a hammer.
Would you be shocked to find out that I've never been suspended?
Really?
Yeah.
Not even.
Now, I got suspended in school when I was a kid, but I've never gotten suspended from
in
a radio.
In school suspension or out of school?
In school both times. I had to sit in basically one. Like a janitor's closet by myself for an entire day.
I had one day of in, a couple days of, no.
One day out of school suspension is tremendous. Yeah, you were always hoping for out of school suspension.
I had that at least.
Do they
one
even
day
still do that anymore?
Yeah, not as much because I think kids view it as like a vacation.
That's like when mom or dad would say, all right, go up to your room, and you're like, sweet, I've got a PlayStation in there and all kinds of other goodies. Fine, I'll go up to my room. Instead of arguing with you, I'll go play Madden right now.
I think it's the thought of you cannot leave type of thing. Okay, you just want to go downstairs and do a lap and go back. You can't do it. Like, oh, it drives you nuts. Sort of like the darkness retreat. You want to turn the light on for a second, but you can't. It drives you nuts.
You're friends with Rogers now. Did he go on a darkness retreat?
I spoke to him once inside the locker room.
Well, he went to you, so that means he sought you out. Do you feel like he went on a darkness retreat for this decision, or was that just the Jets one?
I mean, he come across me as just a normal football player. I mean, this was obvious, like second or third day in.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Who did not come across to you as a normal football player? Rashard Mendenhall?
No. Well, maybe. I mean, once again, this is a couple days in. I mean, things, I guess, could change, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Antonio was never always normal, but he was somewhat normal-ish.
And then snapped.
Then he snapped that one OTAs.
Then it was never the
same. A lot of these players are, you know, do weird things.
How about when I lost my train of thought here for a second. I was thinking about Antonio Brown. How about what he did the other day? He's been charged with attempted murder. He's in the Middle East. Somebody is still running his Twitter account like everything's fine. And he like sends out this picture that he says, this is Cam Hayward. Did you see that?
And Cam responds like, hit me up when you're back in the States.
Yeah, I don't think AB's getting invited to Cam Hayward's softball game this year.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the list of...
Are you on it?
No.
But that's more not because that has nothing to do with your stature as someone who's around the Steelers. I think it is more to do with the fact that both of your Achilles tendons have been blown out. And they just don't feel like you're a useful player anymore in this situation. You know what I'm saying?
Be the mascot. Why? What did you do? You're the pitcher, right?
Yes. I'm undefeated as the pitcher in the game.
Didn't Joey Molinaro take you deep?
He did. Yes. He was my kryptonite.
He's back.
Yeah. But we still ended up coming back and winning that game.
Richard Sherman in the house?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. They get big names for this, man.
I might come down.
I got Kiesel out last year to end the game, and then he came out and tackled me.
Oh.
And everybody loved it, as you would expect.
Did he do the bow and arrow?
He did.
Yes.
Yeah. I got the whole thing.
Last time I saw him was at we were both going to the kids' movie out somewhere in the North Hills. What was that called?
Debbie Does Dallas?
No, it was the number two version of...
Mark, you're not
the
helping
prince,
me
the
here.
The prince, the snow prince. I can't remember.
Oh, Frozen.
Frozen 2. I saw him at Frozen 2, of all things. We were both really excited to be there.
I wouldn't have minded it. I thought Frozen 1 was pretty good. I've gone back and I've watched these movies with Stella. Yeah.
You get into the Pixar yet? Like the Bug's Life and all that stuff? Cars? No?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Up. Up's very sad.
Up's too sad.
That's a very sad beginning.
Yeah, his wife dies right off the bat. Spoiler alert, but the movie came out 20 years ago, so I don't mind saying it. All right, Mark, you guys got a big weekend. A lot of baseball, I assume.
Yeah, baseball here in a little bit.
Kids getting called up to the big leagues.
Mark,
Sawinski, if he gets plate appearance.
Mark, the last time that you were on the show and I was producing, I asked if you could get me in contact with Michael Cole, and you said you'd look into it, and now we're almost a year removed.
I do remember this.
I certainly remember it. Are we any closer to this
happening?
Do you have
receipts? Do you have like a clip of audio?
He might have receipts.
I mean, I'd have to go back. I should have been more prepared to bring this up.
A lot of times I'll be like, yeah, I'll be right on that. And I just ignore it.
You want to hear a shocking development?
I don't remember it. But
it seems like Dom has been invited to Donnie's wedding.
Wow.
Have you had any contact with Donnie?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I
wouldn't anticipate.
I said yesterday when Don brought this up, because he said, "Do you think Kabali will get invited?" And I said, "There's a difference between Donnie liking Mark and them being such close friends, where Mark would expect an invitation to Donnie's wedding." And clearly, I'm now right about this. That
did you get the invite?
I mean, I think he feels obligated. Yeah,
there has to be a cutoff somewhere.
But it's not like Donnie and Pomp are butt buddies, you know what I mean?
But I mean, they
did show with him a lot.
And Bob's here, and I also think that Donnie probably thinks it's cool to have Pomp at his wedding if he can get him to show up.
It's not cool to have Mark at your wedding.
I also don't think Mark would go. I think that's the other part of it.
I'd feel obligated.
I think Mark would work very hard to find an excuse to not go to Donnie's wedding.
If intern Dom gets the invite, does he get the plus one, or it's like, nah, you only get it by yourself?
Oh, that is a very good question.
I was thinking the same thing.
You bring Jack Hillgrove.
No, Jack's another one. He definitely gets.
Yeah, because they went to college together,
right?
But I think you should get a plus one.
And should I bring Mark if he doesn't get invited?
Kind of freaky.
No, I think you should.
It's kind of freaky.
I think you should, when you're back on campus this spring, you should, or fall, you should make a sales pitch to girls for like, hey, this would be really cool. You should come with me.
What if
to Donnie's wedding?
What if I could find the hottest girl on campus and get her to go to the wedding with me and just make myself look great in front of all my coworkers?
That's what I asked Livy Dunn, right?
Well, she's already commenting on stuff today. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
See, I still figured.
You didn't know who she was until
a
couple of months ago.
I didn't know who Sydney Sweeney was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's if not equally bad, that might even be worse.
Well, I went to a chicken place. I think it's Kane. I don't know what it's called.
Yep.
And Livy Dunn's doing some, you have cutouts of her all.
She's everywhere. She's making more money right now than Paul Skeens is. I don't think there's any question about that.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, if you can get Livy Dunn to come in, turned on.
Well, there was a whole thing with that. Did you hear that story? Crowley said if Dom could get Livy done on the morning show, Adam was going to pay him $5,000. And my thought to him was, reach out to Livy Dunn's press people and say, we'll pay you $3,000 to make an appearance on The Fan. Maybe she says yes. Crowley pays Livy Dunn, or Crowley pays Dom $5,000. You give $3,000 to Livy, and then you've made $2,000 off of it.
And if you would have told me this before the situation, it would have happened.
Yeah.
My first thought is, does Crowley have $5,000?
I didn't think he did, but when he made the offer on the air to Dom, it made me think he does.
Well, he was supposed to walk across a bridge in a thong.
Yeah, so you're right. He doesn't keep his word on things, but he is from Mount Lebanon. His dad was a casket salesman.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. And there's always
caskets go for now.
They're expensive, and people always need them.
Yes, that's so one thing you're not going to go out of business. No,
it's a pretty lucrative business, actually.
Well, if Crowley didn't have $5,000 and I did your plan, we would have been in a world of trouble.
Yeah, because somebody would have needed to cough up the money to Livy Dunn.
you might have to set your sights lower and turn Dom.
Mark, why don't you follow me on Twitter?
What did he say?
He said, why don't you follow him on Twitter?
I don't?
No.
Mm. I guess I, you know why? I started, last time somebody wanted me to follow him on Twitter was Johnny the Barber.
How's that going?
Johnny the Barber messaged me 168 times a day.
I think you should do a bit where you tell Crowley next week you got done and get him all excited. And then it's like former pirate Mike Dunn or something like that.
Or Livy. Is there another Livy around?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know Livy's, but
Liv Tyler.
Yeah. Well, she would be tough to get too.
Do you all think right. Mike Dunn would be easy to get?
Yeah, probably.
Now I got to follow Dom.
You'll regret it. He'll follow you and then he'll immediately mute you is what's going
to
happen.
There's only a handful of people I do that to.
Mark, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Tim McConnell next hour on TJ McConnell's incredible run in the NBA Finals. And Tim went viral for what happened last night after the game. It's all over social media. You've probably seen it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.